Oholi, this is the first kino which describes not our pain, but God's. We reflect not on our disgrace, but on the exile and pain of the Shechina. It has a reverse alphabetical acrostic, each of the 8 stanzas containing 3 lines, not including the 9th and final stanza, which has a different structure altogether. The first line of each stanza begins with the word Oholi, my tent, which is a reference to God's dwelling place in this world, whether the Beit HaMikdash, the Mishkan, the homes of the Tzaddikim, or the world itself, depending upon the context. The next line in each stanza begins, Lama Lanetzach, why is this tent forever in the hands of our enemies? The final line and a half of each stanza begins with B'niyeta, where Rabbi Elazar HaKalir compares Hashem to different people and beings who themselves are exiled. A mourning shepherd, a solitary bird, a helpless individual, a refugee. The divine presence, the Shekhinah, is portrayed as if in Galut. This is an important motif in rabbinic thought, particularly in the writings of the Kabbalists. According to the masters of Kabbalah, one should reach a level where he mourns not for his own pain, but for the pain of the divine presence. Perhaps at this point in the keynote, we attempt to reach a deeper level of pain, where we acknowledge that our own mourning and our own misery is nothing compared to that of the Shekhinah. This idea appears not only in places like the Zohar, but also in non-Kabbalistic works. For example, we are told in Brachot Daf Chet Amud Aleph, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kol HaOsek BaTorah Ubigmilut Chasadim Umpalel Im HaTzibur, Ma'aleh Ani Alav Ki'ilu Pada'ani Li, Livnai Mibein Umot HaOlam. Said the Holy One, blessed is He. Anyone who involves himself in Torah, acts of kindness, and prayer with the congregation, I consider it as if He redeemed me and my children from among the nations. Here we have a representative example in the Gemara, that we are not alone in exile. Hashem is in exile too. He too needs to be redeemed. According to Rav Soloveitchik, the word Oholi in the first 7 stanzas refers to the 7 Batei Mikdash that have existed throughout history. The first line refers to the temple before creation. Hashem desired that the entire world be a Beit Mikdash, that His presence would exist equally everywhere in the world. After the sin in Gan Eden, Hashem chose not the whole world, but a specific people. This is referred to in the 2nd stanza. The people who became the 2nd Beit HaMikdash, namely, the tents of the Avot. The 3rd Beit HaMikdash is the tent of Moshe Rabbeinu after the giving of the Torah. The 4th Beit HaMikdash were the Anane HaKavod, the clouds of glory, that is, the entire people of Israel in the desert. The 5th Beit HaMikdash was the Mishkan. The 6th was the Beit HaMikdash in Yerushalayim. And the 7th Beit HaMikdash is the land of Israel, referred to in the 7th stanza, Oholi asher hechanta, lashlich po lefanecha goral po, my tent which you prepared to cast before you here the lots. The land of Israel was apportioned through a goral, through lots. I wonder if this could be a reference to the 2nd Beit HaMikdash, and the lots refer to the various lots cast in the temple, such as for the Avodah of Yom Kippur. The 8th stanza refers to the destruction of the Beit HaMikdash, namely, whatever dwelling place Hashem made for Himself in the world. The Rav also points out the consistent refrain of the word po. The divine presence is supposed to be a this-worldly phenomenon. We want Hashem to dwell with us in the world, not in the heavenly spheres above. Any place, whether the Beit HaMikdash, the Mishkan, the simple homes of devout Jews, becomes a home to the Shekhinah and a Beit HaMikdash in itself. The proper home for the Shekhinah is this world, and we cry in Tisha B'Av for the Shekhinah Begaluta, the divine presence which, due to our sins, departed the world. We again want to feel the presence of God, but He has gone away into exile away from us. So to speak, this Keynah reminds us that God, too, experiences the pain of exile. Mm-hmm.